This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
Huh? The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who? Kevin McCullough.
No. Who?
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No He Can't.
Who? Kevin McCullough?
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No He Can't.
What?
How Barack Obama's dismantling hope and change and CEO of Extreme Media.
Oh.
All right. Glad to have you with us. It's a Saturday night. Welcome. We'll talk about Herschel Walker and Don Lemon and Kanye West at some point tonight. And we hope to have Juliana Sobrist walking by. Stopping by. It is quite a figure she strikes. First of all, she's gargantuanly tall. Juliana Sobrist. She's the wife of Ben Sobrist, who was the World Series MVP, I think, two cycles ago. But she is hoping to be with us tonight. Talk about her new book called Pull It Off. Okay, we'll figure out what all that's about. Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. Welcome to Saturday. It's a big night for us because there's lots of news going on. I don't know if you noticed or not, but there's an election 27 days away from now, and it's got everything riding on it, friends. I cannot believe the what I think is going to be a large misreading of the tea leaves. I really do honestly think that what we have here is the making of another grotesquely upset Democratic voter base the morning after the elections of 2018. And I'm going to tell you why tonight. First of all, I think first and foremost, I think there's some really key fundamental reasons why. And then secondly, I don't think the people that are currently representing that party are helping themselves very much. So we'll get into all of that and kind of take it from, you know, do you kind of agree, do you not agree, et cetera, et cetera. We'll get to all that before we're done. There's this very interesting, in the aftermath of Kavanaugh, there's an interesting story that came out this week. We may have to do this. If Juliana is not able to join us in the second hour for the Ladies' Lounge, we're going to talk about this story as kind of a substitute for it. But if not, we'll talk about it after she's been with us. But there's a woman who accused a man of basically a rape, didn't say anything about it for 30 years, came out of nowhere, tried to basically ruin his job. Now, he's in the military. And this was a general, sitting general. And so when he was being put forward for promotion, et cetera, this was a rather significant thing. And he claimed it cost him, a good chunk of his career because of the accusations, et cetera. But she provided no real proof for them. So a judge found her this week, found her responsible for his basically loss of life potential and fined her $8.4 million. And I couldn't help but wonder in the back of my head if Dr. Christine Ford was going to be forced to pony up $8 to $10 million if she could not come up with better evidence. Would she have gone forward with her accusations as they sat? It's an interesting day we live in, friend, because the lesson of Me Too was, according to the pop culture, you're supposed to believe everything that the woman says, regardless of how much evidence there is to support it or not. That's just the right thing to do. I don't agree with that position. I'm just telling you what the culture kind of made the new gold standard. In light of this court case, I wonder if a couple of these guys who didn't do it, because we know that there are people that get falsely accused, the Duke lacrosse team, the whole team got slandered by a woman and ended up, after much investigation, a few years go by, these boys' reputations are just ruined. They can't go get jobs after college, et cetera. It was really a terrible thing. Would she be willing to come forward if she's going to have to pay a penalty for lying about it? And I think that if you're going to have a hypersensitive Me Too movement where everybody says, well, you've got to believe me, I deserve to be heard, and I believe that accusations should be heard, I and especially if there's evidence to support them. I certainly believe that. I don't want any guy getting away with stuff he's not supposed to get away with. But if that turns into a cottage industry of ruining people or keeping people from Supreme Court nominations or, you know, ruining the potential income and life of a young person, should there be penalty for that too? We'll talk about that possibly in the second hour tonight. But the really big story today that started the day was kind of a continuation of yesterday's story. And I think we have a headline that demonstrates this. There was a very unique picture on FoxNews.com earlier today of President Trump in the Oval Office with the now freed pastor, Brunson, who was released yesterday by the Turkish government. Said that he had violated their standards, but they've sentenced him to time served and they let him go. And this is the second pastor that was in captivity that President Trump has been able to get released and sent home in the first 2 years of his being in office. And I just want to point out that President Obama didn't get anybody released in his 8 years. Trump got the hostages in North Korea gone. He got the remains back. He's now gotten two pastors that were wrongfully accused of treason or trying to what do they call it? What's the charge when you're trying to brainwash people? They accuse you of brainwashing. But basically, you're soliciting people to leave their faith to join yours. That's what they and they were both Christian pastors, and they weren't out actively evangelizing people, but if people came to them and asked them questions, they answered their questions. That's what you're allowed to do in those countries. So they were doing their lives according to that, and then they get picked up on some spurious charge. Pastor Saeed Abedini nearly died multiple times. He had deep internal injuries that the Iranians never just never let him get the right medical attention for. But Trump got him home last year, and now Pastor Brunson, who's been he's been a resident in Turkey for 20 years, and then picked up a couple of years ago, just right after the failed coup, and was charged with somehow being a part of that. None of it had any evidence to it, and the president was able to get him out. But look at this picture again. If you're watching on Biz TV, I want you to see this picture, and those of you listening by way of radio, I'll describe it for you. This is Pastor Brunson in the Oval Office, and he has his hand on the shoulder of the president, and they are praying. And that may be the most humble posture you'll see Donald Trump in ever. And yet it doesn't seem unnatural to me for some reason. And I had a very interesting conversation with some friends this week about why that might be the case. Anyway, we'll talk about that if you have any thoughts on it. 888-340-3373 is my phone number, 888-340-3373. But the main story that I wanted to get to tonight has to do with how badly misjudging I believe that the center-left and the progressive-left and the hard-left and the Democratic Party and the established media are judging their chances going into this election of 2018. I'm going to lay out some things that I think are very significant and rather vital to understanding where I'm coming from. But I did some research last night, and I was on Real Clear Politics. They have an interesting poll section there where they list every poll that comes out in every race that's being run. And, for instance, if you want to look up the polls that are being done on, say, the Texas Senate seat with Ted Cruz and Beto O'Rourke, you can go and see every poll that has been done, public poll that's been done since the start of the race, and they'll go back 2 years, and you'll see how the polls have tracked, et cetera, et cetera. Well, in every poll of the last, I don't know, 7 to 8, maybe 9 polls that have been done in Texas on the Beto versus Cruz Senate seat, even though Beto has gotten a lot of headlines and he's supposedly just cleaning house, raising money, et cetera, Cruz has gone from being 3 points ahead to 5 points ahead to 7 points ahead to 9 points ahead to 11 points ahead. And Yet all of the media and all of the Democratic Party and all of the people that are writing opinion columns and so forth, they're talking about the Beto, the force of Beto, like, hey, you know, how this is going to just change the whole dynamic of politics. Well, what happens if he doesn't win? I don't think that they even want Beto O'Rourke in the Senate. I think they want him to go to the Senate for about 18 months and do what Obama did and declare for president and run for president. That's what I think the Democratic Party wants to do with Beto O'Rourke. I don't think they care about the Senate seat. But the interesting thing about that is that Ted Cruz is likely to crush him here in a couple of weeks. And I want to tell you some of the reasons why I think that's the case. But I'd be interested in your thought. Do you think the Democrats are on track to take the blue wave as they've been talking about for the first 2 years of the Trump administration? Are the Democrats going to take back the House from where you sit and what you see and what you think? 888-340-3373. 888-340-3373. I want to take your calls on that right now. 888-340-3373. This is Kevin McCullough, and it's Radio Night Live. Don't go away.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. Blockitpocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at Blockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Blockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
All the boys, of all the boys, boys, of all the boys, 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 of all the boys.
So glad you're with us. 888-340-3373 is the phone number. Kevin McCullough, it's Radio Night Live. I am back in person. A week ago, we were off, we were jetting off. The lovely bride and I were jetting off to a 15th wedding anniversary, once-in-a-lifetime experience in France. And we spent, I think, 6 days there total. Got back night before last. Still haven't quite caught up on the jet lag thing, so that's why it feels like it's about 3 in the morning to me right now. But I'm glad you're with us wherever you are. 888-340-3373. And I'm very excited to finally have in my cold little hands here. Actually, they're not that cold. But my bony little fingers. The first bottles of CoQ10ergy that have come off the assembly line. I've been telling you for the last couple of weeks we were going to get a brand new healthy energy product on the market. This is an energy drink. Think Red Bull, think whatever, Monster Energy, whatever that, but don't think any of the negative health things associated with that. This product is caffeine free. It is sugar-free, it is carb-free, and it has 4 to 5 times the absorbable CoQ10 of any CoQ10 supplement that's on the market right now. In other words, it's great for your heart, it's wonderful for your joints, for your bones, for your muscle tone. There is so much good stuff in this. And friends, I've got a free bottle. The same size bottle I'm holding for you right now, I've got a complimentary one I can send you tonight. All you have to do is go to the website, kmcfree.com. Kevin McCullough, KMC, the word free, FREE.com. KMCfree.com. But you're going to get your own bottle of CoQ10ergy. I'm going to pay for the shipping. Everything is going to be included. You're not going to have to put a dime down to get this. I want you to get it. I want you to see how well it works, and I want you to see how good you feel when you've sampled CoQ10ergy. Again, 4 to 5 times absorbable CoQ10. It's the highest on the market. It's caffeine-free, it's sugar-free, it's carb-free, and it tastes great. This is the fruit punch flavor. This is the one we're sending out tonight. There's 4 other flavors that are coming that are going to be wonderful as well. So just think like Hawaiian punch, fruit punch kind of flavor, berry-flavored. That's the flavor that we're sending out. But your free sample is waiting for you. It is obviously gluten-free. It is fat-free, but it is also sugar-free, carb-free, caffeine-free. There are no harmful substances that are in the Red Bulls and the Monster drinks. This is energy you can use. It's healthy energy. It helps you get healthy, and it is good for your heart and joints and everything else. KMCfree.com to get your free sample tonight. KMCfree.com. Go there right now. Request it, and it's on its way to you. Compliments of yours truly. I'm glad to be able to do it. All right, so why or why not will a blue wave happen this fall? Will Democrats take back the United States House of Representatives? They've been saying for the last 2 years they intend to, they're going to, they're going to have all the momentum on their side. History says that they should, et cetera, et cetera. Well, I wonder if they are, for a few reasons, and I would be glad to talk to you and hear your thoughts. Maybe you think that President Trump is just so patently offensive, maybe that he's been so terrible as a president, that there's no way in heck that the Democrats are going to let him have control of both houses for the back half of his first term. 888-340-3373. 888-340-3373. I wonder if that's going to happen. I wonder if the Democrats are going to be able to fulfill that promise for a few reasons. I think that increasingly their tone has gotten desperate. And let me give you an example of what I mean. This is Eric Holder from a little bit earlier this week. He was doing a Get Out the Vote tutorial. I don't know where he's at. This was some footage that someone took from a room that he was in this last week. And he said the following. Take a listen.
they have used the power that they have gotten for all the wrong things. They want to keep themselves in power. They want to cater to the special interests. It is time for us as Democrats to be as tough as they are, to be as dedicated as they are, to be as committed as they are. Michelle always says, Michelle Obama, I love her, you know. She and my wife, like, really tight, which always scares me and Barack. But Michelle always says that, you know, when they go low, we go up. No. No. When they go low, we kick them.
All right, so that's the rough, and that... That soundbite got picked up by talk radio. I'm sure that the people that filled in for me on my show this week played it a few times, a few dozen times. But here's the thing. If you notice what he's saying to the crowd that has gathered, there isn't anything of policy or of substance there. It is about vengeance. It is about not having power, thus wanting power. And I think that people that still think the way that Eric Holder thinks, which is that politics isn't public service, that it's really about reigning the controls of who gets to spend the kitty. That's really how I think that people like Eric Holder think. That they should have the right to tell the nation how to spend its money, and that they'll do a better job than the rubes that are there currently. I think that's how they think. But do you notice there's an element of violence that he throws in there? No, Michelle Obama says when they go low, we go high. I remember that speech. I thought it was a great line delivered by Michelle Obama. Who can argue with it? That when your opponent plays dirty, you take the high road, that you're the bigger person, the better person. Who can argue with the rationale, the morality of that statement? That's a strong statement. In fact, the next day, Michelle Obama was on the Today Show, and she criticized Eric Holder and said, if you're raising kids and you see the two statements side by side, which ones do you think you're going to want your kids to be raised with? She still took issue with it. But Eric Holder is letting us in on something in saying that statement, that when they go low, we kick them. Now, he's trying to couch it in this, you know, we've got to play as tough as the Republicans, et cetera, et cetera. And there's reasons why he's disturbed that maybe they're not playing as tough. President Trump has put 84 judges on the circuit, district, and Supreme Courts so far. 84. President Obama did a total of 2 circuit judges his entire 8 years, 2 Supreme Court judges his entire 8 years, and I think total judges for overall came in at less than 30. President Trump has already put 84 judges on the bench. That's going to shape judicial philosophy and constitutional interpretation for a generation or more. Because all of these judges are young. They're all in their 40s and 50s. These are all lifetime appointments. This is an incredible machine that Mitch McConnell and President Trump has kicked out. We've changed the courts in the country to go back to the Constitution. But he's not the only one that had a little bit of violence twinged with his comments. And again, I want to know if you think that the Democrats are on the right track. Does that statement by Eric Holder help them take back the House this fall? 888-340-3373. I want to know your thoughts. 888-340-3373. Is he making the right case? Is he out to lunch? Which one do you see based on that statement? Is he just trying to get them into a good fighting spirit? Get out there and get the vote out. Or is it the wrong message at the wrong time to the wrong people? 888-340-3373. I'm Kevin McCullough, 888-340-3373. Really glad to have you with us. And when we come back, a soundbite from Hillary Clinton that also addresses the fall elections and kind of what she thinks needs to be done. I just want to know, are they on the right track? 888-340-3373.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Pastor Andrew Brunson has met with President Trump in the Oval Office after spending 2 years in custody in Turkey for alleged terrorism. The president thanked Turkey.
This is a tremendous step toward having the kind of relationship with Turkey, which can be a great relationship.
Brunson spent 25 years in Turkey, leading a small congregation in the city of Izmir. The president also says we would be punishing ourselves by canceling weapons sales to Saudi Arabia following Turkish reports that Kemal Khashoggi was killed inside the Saudi embassy in Istanbul. But a growing number of global businesses have withdrawn from an upcoming summit in Saudi Arabia amid concerns over the mystery of the Washington Post journalist's disappearance. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995. Immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protective building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
All right, Kevin McCullough, thank you, thank you, thank you. I just noticed in the last few minutes, Joan from Tampa, Tracy from, what was that, Iowa, Randy from Florida, and a number of others have all... They just went over to KMCfree.com and got their complimentary bottle of CoQ10 Energy. It is caffeine-free energy. It is healthy energy. It's botanical and antioxidant-rich. This is the water version. We're gonna come out with the shots as well. But this is the water version. And tonight, free bottles for anybody who goes on to KMCfree.com. My staff can even go and get a free bottle each. Like, this is how cool this is. We have made this available to anybody, and my staff's normally not eligible to get anything that we do on the show. But they're, even they are able to do it. Go to KMCfree.com, get a complimentary bottle of CoQ10 Energy, carb-free, sugar-free, caffeine-free, four to five times the amount of absorbable CoQ10 that you normally get. And tonight, free samples for everybody. Just go into KMCfree.com, and I'm paying for the shipping as well. All right, so I want to talk about this ongoing story. We showed you the Eric Holder bit last segment, where he said when Republicans... they've done everything wrong. That was his assessment. They've done everything wrong. They've done everything for the wrong reason. I don't know how he says that, but let's assume that he's got some sort of point. He goes, so when Michelle says, when they go low, and everybody in the room goes, we go high, so you can, you know, like, you could tell, he's talking to people that were huge Obama fans, and he goes, no. And they all, he disputed Michelle Obama. How does he get away with that? And he said, no, when they go low, we kick them. Well, that would have been interesting had it just been isolated. But the day before, one of his former bosses, Hillary Clinton, said this little bit.
You cannot be civil with a political party that wants to destroy what you stand for, what you care about. That's why I believe if we are fortunate enough to win back the House and or the Senate, that's when civility can start again. But until then, the only thing that the Republicans seem to recognize and respect is strength. And you heard how the Republican members, led by Mitch McConnell, the president, really demeaned the confirmation process, insulted.
Right. She gets off onto the details of that. But again, the civility thing. We can't have civility. You can't be civil with your opponent until you get power back. Now, again, isolated by themselves, would it mean as much? I don't know. But is there a violent undertone to what the Democrats are pumping out here? You combine these statements with past statements from Maxine Waters, where she's saying, you know, you chase these people out of restaurants. Well, what happened? You saw people go and chase elected leaders out of restaurants. Sarah Huckabee Sanders, Senator Cruz, Secretary Nielsen, a number of others, they've all been chased out of public places where they have every right to be because activists have gotten it in their head that this is the way that they're going to take back the House of Representatives. So what I want to know, 888-340-3373, maybe you are a registered Democrat. Maybe you disagree with almost everything I ever say. I would love to hear from you tonight. Do you feel like your party is on the right track? If you're a Republican, do you feel like the opposing party is on the right track? If you're an independent, what you're seeing come out of the Democrats a winning message for you? And if so, why or why not? I'm curious. I just want to know your thought. I'm not here to say you're right or wrong. I obviously have my idea of what I think is going to happen. And I will explain to you that I generally think that this particular approach is a counterproductive one. But I don't know that they have many other options. Because if the economy is zooming, which it is, if unemployment is at a 60-year record low, which it is, if it's the best employment numbers in the African-American communities in the history of the world, which it is, same for Hispanics, which it is, I don't know where they go. How do you campaign against that? You go out and say, okay, we're going to undo everything that President Trump did. We're going to take your jobs away. The jobs that you got and you now like, the jobs that are paying you more money and that you're bringing home more than you were able to for the last 8 years, we're going to take those away from you. We're going to raise the tax structure so that it makes it hard for companies to be able to keep hiring you or to keep paying you. We're going to put regulation on those jobs in such a way that they're not going to be able to be competitive anymore, so they're going to have to lay some people off to free up the funds to do... How do they compete against that? Well, the only thing that they really have is this identity. We're not in power, and you have to put us back in power because the Republicans are bad. They're cheating. They're doing something wrong. And I want to know, do you think they're on the right track? 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down-home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com, that's gusset.com, or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
A free book.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. So there's one other little incident that happened this last week that I thought was worth some attention. Then we'll go straight to the phone calls after that. 888-340-3373. Don Lemon, last night on CNN, or the night before last on CNN, made fun of Kanye West because Kanye West, the rapper whose music I'm not really into, and Carol Markowitz tells me I'm an idiot for not being into him, he went to the White House, met with the president, applauded the president for some prison reform stuff he's working on, and wears his Make America Great Again hat on TV and says he feels like Superman when he has it on because he feels like there's so much good being done. Now, Kanye West is a powerful voice to a certain subsection of voters that, by the way, are also benefiting mightily from the job creations that are going on. But this is how the guys on CNN, the Last Place News Network, handled it on the Don Lemon show two nights ago.
Kanye West is what happens when Negroes don't read. And we have this now, and now Donald Trump is going to use it and pervert it, and he's going to have somebody who can stand with him and take pictures. Just looking at Scott's.
Listen, black folks are about to trade Kanye West in the racial draft, okay? They've had it with him, and he's an attention whore like the president. He's all of a sudden now the model spokesperson. He's the token Negro of the Trump administration. This is ridiculous, and no one should be taking Kanye West seriously. He's clearly has issues. He's already been hospitalized.
All right, so that's he's been hospitalized. He shouldn't be taken seriously, and I just wonder if any other people on any other channel said any of those same things, if they would have a job the next morning. Don Lemon lost his complete shiz there. He was laughing so hard. Was he laughing at the idea that, in his words, what happens when Negroes read? So if you don't agree with Don Lemon, you're uneducated? Is that what he's saying if you're a black person? Again, is this the message that is a winning message for taking the House back 27 days from now? What does this do to further the lives of black people? Except insult one of the icons of the music community. By the way, Taylor Swift did something right around the same time this last week, and she came out and she said, I cannot support the Republican in the state of Tennessee. And every day since Taylor Swift said that, they got like 65,000 new voters to the rolls nationwide. But the race in Tennessee has opened up by 2 percentage points more in the favor of the Republican every day since she has said that. Marsha Blackburn was only, they were tied 48.5 to 48.3 in the vote. Marsha Blackburn's 12 points ahead now in Tennessee. Again, do you want jobs or do you want whatever this is that the Democrats are doing? Is it going to produce the blue wave that they've been all promising? Let's go to line number two. Dominic is in New Jersey listening to a fabulous affiliate of ours, WPG, out of Atlantic City. Dominic, welcome. You're on with Kevin McCullough. Good to have you here.
Hi, Mr. McCullough. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for being here. What's your thought on this?
Not much. So just a quick background about me. I'm 18 years old. I'm my senior year in high school. And I'm kind of surrounded. I live in a blue state. I live in New Jersey. And everybody that I go to school with is just hypnotized by this media, just listening to what CNN, NBC, ABC, they all have to say about, you know, like, and just not even following their own morals. They just listen to whatever they say. And it kind of scares me, really, because, you know, these are the people that are going to grow up and they're going to be our leaders. And, you know, it's just really frightening to me. And I think that the whole comments between Kanye West and the go low, kick 'em thing is just, it's just Democrats really trying to rally up the people on the left to really get them to, you know, like go out and vote and, you know, just like retaliate against the Republican Party.
And let me ask you about that, Dominic, because we live in a day of school shootings. We live in a day when a Democrat shot a Republican congressman on a practice softball field a couple of years ago. We live in a day in which you're seeing Republican senators and secretaries in the government be run out of restaurants. Your friends that are you know, really hypnotized by this media, are they influenced by things like Hillary saying we don't have to be civil until we get power back, or Eric Holder saying we should kick them?
They are definitely listening to it, and they are honestly, sometimes I feel like one day, you know, some of them might actually act on it. That's why I'm frightened, because, you know, these are the people, because I take an AP government class. So it's very
good for you, by the way.
And we talk about a lot of this stuff.
Yeah.
Excuse me?
I said good for you, by the way, the advanced placement. That's that's important. Well, I appreciate the fact that you're listening and thinking. And, Dominic, keep on coming back, because what we need to do is we need to help your generation understand that there's a difference in the worldviews of the two sides. And one of them is built on actual rational thought, and the other is just hungry for power. And I can't thanks for the call. I can't demonstrate that any better than the comments I played for you tonight. They're all insults. They're all, we got to kick them. We got to be less civil. We got to fight. And so that's the solution. We're going to get into fisticuffs. What about fixing something like health care? You're complaining about the fact that the Obama mandate, the tax mandate, went away. But has any Democrat come up with one idea about how to fix health care? I know a congressional candidate that's running for a seat in New Jersey, a Republican, that's got an entire health plan he's trying to get out. John McCann, he's running for the 5th District in Bergen County, the northern portion of New Jersey. But that's the only one, I've seen that's running for Congress that's got a plan to fix something. So why is it? Why is it that their rhetoric, as you're 27 days out and you've been saying you're going to take the House back all this time? Look, I see the president out there working, and you know what the theme of his rallies are? Promises made, promises kept. 84 judges on the courts. Job creation at an all-time high. Unemployment at an all-time low. Respect on the world stage again. You don't believe me? Iran and Turkey turned over hostages that they had, because they didn't want to go toe to toe with Trump on the stuff. 888-340-3373. Frank, we'll try to get you in here before the break in Des Moines. Hi.
Hey, Kevin. I can promise you, had a Fox host such as Hannity had a panel like that, and would have been rolling off his chair in laughter as those guys were ripping a black person. After the dust settled, there wouldn't be a person that would have been fired on that whole show.
Yeah. No, the show would have been canned.
Oh, yeah. And I would just say, I may have said this on your show before, I don't remember, but you know, when you hurl the very last insult you can at somebody, and there's nothing else to say, you call them a fascist, you call them a racist, you call them a
yeah, when you run out of policy to talk about, you got to call them names. It's the only resort they've got. Kevin McCullough, coming right back.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact, and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
So glad to have you with us, Kevin McCullough. Thank you for being here. Drop that music just for a second, Ivan. Nick, pull up the little sidewalk brass band from France. I brought some highlights back from my little trip, and I just wanted to, those of you that are rejoining us for the first time tonight, I was in France with the lovely bride. And last week, when I woke up and went to Sunday brunch with the lovely bride, we walked right out of the restaurant, and just right on the sidewalk, we saw these guys just tapping their toe and doing the... Take a look at this. This is so much fun. And this was like everywhere in France. Watch this. That's just an acoustic recording of my iPhone. Just grabbing the... But you got your stand-up bass. Got your little washboard percussionist. And check out this. Check out this sax player. Just, you know, casual day. Anyway, I just tried to bring back in next hour. I've got a highlight that was truly my favorite moment in my entire trip there. The lovely bride and I were crashing to get back to the airport on time, and we were down in the catacombs of the subways, and there was this 10-piece string section. Now, here in the States, we don't see string instruments playing subway music. It's always just like, you know, some dude jamming, you know, on a keyboard or a guitar or whatever and singing Bob Marley or whatever. This was so beautiful. It made me weep. It brought tears to my eyes. I'll give you some of that in the next hour. Anyway, let's get back to the calls. 888-340-3373. Jack is in New Jersey, also listening to WPG, one of our favorite stations on planet Earth. Jack, welcome. You're on with Kevin McCullough. Hi.
Hi. The comments by former Secretary of State Clinton and Attorney General Holder.
Right.
I think there's a reason for those comments.
Okay.
They
what
realize
is it?
That the ongoing investigations in the House, coupled with a victory of the Republicans to hold the House, hold the Senate, they're going to see another special prosecutor appointed shortly. Once the case against President Trump falls apart, and they are going to be implicated in the wide-scale, deep involvement.
Yes, they will.
They have in the plot to unseat the president.
I actually think you're right on, Jack. Thanks for the call, by the way. And you know how we know that? Because as of yesterday, it was reported that Hillary Clinton has had her national security clearances revoked. But she tried to cover that up by saying that she voluntarily gave them up back in August. But there's some reason why she lost her national security clearance. And this is a woman who was a heartbeat away from being president, and she could no longer qualify to have a national security clearance. 1 year after losing the election. And usually, former first ladies, they keep them forever. Like, why would a former first lady, former senator, former secretary of state, why would she lose her national security clearance? Not only that, four of her staffers lost them as well. Anyway, we can get into that. Hey, we're coming up on second hour. We'll take more of your calls just past the top, and then we're going to get into the ladies' lounge in the second segment. Juliana Zobrist is in the house tonight. Real treat.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Up to you for